Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 920 Show. Once again, we are back live from the Edge VR Studios. We've got our nice colors up behind us as usual. Oh, yeah, for those on YouTube. I forgot about that for a second. Sorry, audio listeners, you don't get to see the pretty lights, but you know what? We have lots of pretty lights to talk about coming, coming up to Green Bay.
OMG.
It is holiday season. It is holiday season, and of course, check out Edge VR. They have gift cards if you want to do that for the gamer in your life. So lots of opportunity there, and as always, thank you to Edge VR for the great studio space and for sponsoring this show. So we made a promise, Katie, and we failed. I failed
at what?
The last time we recorded, we said we are not going to miss any more time. And then we recorded
it. We had a whoopsie.
We had probably our first one of this magnitude.
A producing whoopsie.
Yes. Yes. We recorded on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, I headed up to go up hunting north. Yeah, as Wisconsinites do. And at night when we were just hanging out, I was just going to record the podcast. So I popped it into the, and yeah, the files were corrupted. So we are really sorry that we missed that show. We did have Sean on from Edge VR, but you know, everything happens for a reason. There were some things that he was talking about in that episode that were coming up that were very exciting, but he didn't have all the details yet, so he couldn't share a lot. We're going to have him back next week, and he has more details to share. So lots of fun stuff coming up.
He's got tea to spill, and it's piping hot.
Exactly. I don't know what that means, but but we'll go with it.
It's giving millennial.
It sounds great. I love it. Anyway, we'll move on from that. Sorry if you are a weekly listener. We apologize for the delay, but we are back, and we are better than ever because we have a return guest coming to the show today, who is always a great chat because, you know, they always have so much going on.
And she just makes it because she was in news before, so she just knows. She just has the jive, and I'm living for it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, are you going to tease who it is?
Go for it. You can tease who it is.
Miss Brooke Hafes from...
On Broadway.
On Broadway.
Exactly.
She's teasing all the winter events and all the happenings in downtown Green Bay this season.
And a great giveaway that starts today if you're listening to this.
I had no idea.
Exactly. On December 1st, today... They are doing a giveaway, and all the details are in the interview. In fact, they're doing 12 giveaways, a la 12 Days of Christmas.
Love that for them.
Listen to the interview.
All right.
Let's get into it.
Tell me all things Green Bay right now, because there's a lot.
Okay. So, it's been a busy few weeks.
Because, I'm barely surviving.
Because, you're telling me.
Yeah, I know.
There is events and holiday festivities and cheer and joy and all of it happening.
Peppermint candies.
Yes. And it is just, I'm going to steal from our interview with Brooke a little bit. It is a Hallmark movie around here. It is insane. So we've had a lot going on and lots of really cool holiday stuff to go see and do. A lot of it we covered with Brooke in the interview, but just kind of wanted to go over a few things that you should be getting to Green Bay to see. First, and these are in no particular order, but there was different lighting ceremonies happening this past week. So there's a lot of holiday displays in downtown, on Broadway, Titletown District, all did their tree lighting ceremonies and winter jubilee kickoffs. So so it is absolutely stunning downtown right now. Yeah. I don't know if you've been down there and seen all the lights. And like I said, it's like a Hallmark movie downtown area.
It is. And in addition to the holiday lights, Titletown opened their skiing hill. Oh my word.
Yeah.
Tubing hill and ice skating, which always brings a little bit more Christmas spirit to the Lambeau
District. It's always like a big unveiling when it's finally open. It was very exciting.
They also make their own snow.
Yeah. But definitely keep an eye on Titletown's social media because with it being early winter right now, the temperatures kind of fluctuate. So if you're planning to come into town to go ice skating, check that out before you do. But Oh, it's so pretty over there. There and is. Then they have the Winter Jubilee going on.
Where they shine the broadcast on Lambeau.
They do the light show on Lambeau. They had the mini kickoff of that this past weekend. It was awesome as usual with a new light show this year, new music, the whole nine. So yep. I can't wait to bring the kids to it.
I know. It's always just a whole different vibe when Christmas time rolls around in Green Bay because are just like, it's literally like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cozy. It makes you want to walk the streets and drink hot cocoa and
big fuzzy gloves on and a scarf. Yes, totally. Yeah. That is a vibe.
I love it.
Speaking of holidays, we had our holiday parade last weekend.
Let's hear about it.
I teased it a little bit, but it was iconic. We won an award, so love that for me.
She loves it for her because she was in kind
mastermind.
Of the puppeteer of the parade, per se.
Cameron picked the theme. We went with Candyland because it was like taste of the season, I think, was like the overall.
Yeah.
But it turned out really well. I let all of the team at Discover Green Bay kind of create their own outfits, and everybody's outfit was so iconic.
Yeah.
I just loved it, and it was so fun. Tons of really cool floats, tons of just creativeness. And
it's always really cool to
see. It was a really frigid cold day, but there was a really decent turnout. So
yeah, and you guys had shout out to Lamers for giving you a little warming shelter while you waited.
That was amazing.
Right,
I couldn't fit on it because I was in a blow up gingerbread costume, but. Nonetheless, that's irrelevant.
Well, you know what? That you had warm air within your costume, right?
And I got to wear snow pants and my jacket and my boots. So I can't complain. And a hat and gloves. Other people didn't get that opportunity.
And nobody knew because you were completely engulfed in a gingerbread.
I was.
Yeah.
I was. So anyways, holiday parade was iconic. I can't wait for next year.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to find out what the theme is and probably
build another award-winning float. Don't mind me.
Oh yeah. How many screws and boards did you saw to get there?
Well, Nick.
Tell me.
You made the house.
I did.
Which was iconic.
Mm-hmm.
The frame of the house. Cameron and I, though, made the outside of the house.
Okay.
I use a lot of spray adhesive. A lot. And a lot of spray foam. My hands were literally covered for like 3 days afterwards. I don't care how heavy I screwed or heavy I what's that called? Wash my hands.
Yeah.
It would not come off, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Anyways.
The other, we're kind of on a light theme right now. The, botanical garden.
I know. I'm going Thursday night, tomorrow night.
Tonight, as people are listening to this.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So that's going on too.
So you're probably going to be putting some stuff up on the socials for people to see if you're going, right?
Yeah, so our socials are going to be a little bit wild at the end of this week. We are doing the WPS Garden of Lights at Botanical Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night is the Chris Kindle Market, and which we talk about more, yada, yada, yada. And then Saturday is, I believe, something with the Grinch pending. More to come.
The Titletown Grinch thing?
No.
No. Because Titletown's, did you see
drinks with the Grinch?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But, did you see Titletown is doing skate with characters?
Shut up. I'm so pumped about that.
Yeah. It's like Disney on Ice, but interactive.
That's iconic.
Yeah. Isn't that a great idea?
I do love that.
Yeah. I
Polar love Express is going on right now, too.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
sold out.
They're sold out, but it's a very cool event if you want to watch next year and try to get.
Yeah.
For the Polar Express at the National Railroad Museum, you gotta watch for their announcement when they go on sale, because it's like less than 24 hours. It's like the Taylor Swift situation, but not
T Swizzle.
Yeah, did you see that?
That was crazy.
Yeah,
that's insane. She's not happy about that either. What a queen she is.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean,
she only puts out bangers.
anyway.
So what else is up? What else is new? We don't really have a ton. And when we were putting together this episode, we knew that we would have a long conversation with Brooke. So
yeah, absolutely.
So we kind of didn't plan much for this intro section. And we will cover more events when it comes to the end, when we take a look at what stuff is going on. But why don't we just get right into the interview with Brooke? Because that is a considerably longer interview, I would say, than we normally do. And we don't want to keep you here. You know, we don't want to have a 2-hour long podcast here. So So we will get into that right now. So this is Brooke with On Broadway Inc. And it is the On Broadway Winter Preview, I think we can call it. Mm-hmm. I think I just came up with the name of the episode.
Love that for you.
I know. A little bit of work done. Mm-hmm, exactly. All right. We'll see you on the other side of the interview with Brooke for a quick breakdown of the events coming up this weekend. And then Katie and I are off to the Discover Green Bay Holiday Reception.
I know. Let's go. So pumped to eat all this food.
Yeah, so much food from so many good partners. That's happening tonight. It's going to be super fun. So yeah. we'll quick recap the weekend on the other side. And here is Brooke Hafes with On Broadway. Welcome to the special guest segment of the 920 Show. Once again, here at the Edge VR Studios, brought to you by Edge VR Arcade on Packerland here in Green Bay, where all you can come and do all your virtual reality experiences. We have a return guest.
I'm so honored.
I know. For those of you who can see on the YouTube, for those of you who are listening, the voice may be familiar. We have Brooke from On Broadway Inc. joining us today. Welcome back to the show, Brooke.
Thank you so much for having me again.
I know. Well, you know, Katie was jealous that I got to do the interview solo last time.
So rude.
I know. But, you know, so we had to find a time to get you guys back on. And last time we chatted, it was much warmer weather, and we kind of previewed summer. So we thought it would be perfect to have you back on and preview what's going on Broadway in the winter. Because as we like to say, we do not shut down in the cold. We thrive.
Nope. That is correct. And you're absolutely right that you should talk to me at every change of season.
I like that. Let's keep that rolling. Let's keep that rolling for sure. So we'll do this again in the springtime.
Okay. All right. I'll mark it in now.
All right. Sounds good. You know, we need to get things on the calendar, or else they don't happen, as those who listen to the show can tell, since we've had a week or two break here. Again, when we promised in the last episode.
I know. Okay, anyways.
Yeah, okay. Enough about that. Let's chat about the Broadway district. So, before we get into winter, I want to hear how summer went. Let's recap that. You had a lot going on. Busy.
Yeah, summer was fantastic in the Broadway district. We had, I would say, record attendance this summer at our events. I think people are just excited to be out and about with other people, to be with friends and family, and they're just looking for something to do. And we, you know, were able to provide that with our farmers markets and our mural and busker festival, the Fire Over the Fox. So
Over the Fox was back. That was really cool.
You know, it was a little rainy that day. I probably shouldn't have brought that one into the mix. But no, I mean,
hey, the fireworks went into the sky.
We still launched those fireworks. People still got their show. Yeah. And as you say, Wisconsinites are a hardy bunch.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. So they came out in rain gear and enjoyed it anyways. Mm-hmm. It was a great summer.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So I have to say, the Mural and Busker Festival, we went to it with the kids. That might have been like a highlight of the summer for them. I don't know if I showed you the pictures. They got to help Gregory Frederick paint his mural. We're in the Broadway district, like when we go to dinner at like White Dog or something like that with the kids, they always want to go back there and see their mural.
Isn't that incredible? We have some of the best artists in Green Bay who really encourage like community involvement in their pieces. And it gives people some ownership. And when they are like you said, you're a prime example of someone who they go spend time in the Broadway district and they're like, we have to go see that sculpture our kid put a handprint on.
Yeah, exactly.
We have to go see that mural that our kid, you know, painted one brush stroke. But it matters to them, and they get so excited.
Yeah, for sure. And it was a really, really fun summer in the district. So thank you for putting that all on.
Well, you know, it's a team effort. We have an incredible event staff, and they do so much hard work. And as I mentioned, those artists, they really turn out for that event, and our vendors at our farmers market, and everyone who contributes, our volunteers, everyone. It's a collaborative effort.
So what about you? Did you get any traveling in this summer? I feel like it's been a minute since we've caught up. I want to hear some Brooke stories.
Yeah, you know, I did make my way to a little place called Italy this summer. No big deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yep, that was pretty cool. I went hiking in the mountains and the Alps. I ate such good food. You know, every pizza is this big, but it's just for you. I had a giant one with anchovies. That was like the highlight of my trip.
I don't do anchovies.
You're good.
I don't think.
Yeah. In Italy, you should.
I don't know if I've ever tried them. I heard they're very salty.
That's why I like them.
Oh, okay.
And then don't worry, you douse the salt with several bottles of wine. So it's fine.
Everything's fine. Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's great.
Excellent. That's awesome. So let's look to the winter and what you have going on. We have your calendar up. That's why I'm looking over here. And I'm just going to kind of talk through some of these things. And I really want to know, like, not just about the event, but like about the genesis of how you guys came up with these ideas. Because a lot of times, you know, I look at the stuff you guys put out and I'm like, who came up with this stuff? It's crazy. This is awesome. So we are looking at the Chris...
Don't mess it up.
All right. Chris Kindle Market.
That's correct.
Nailed it.
Some of our staff members are still struggling with it. I'm like, come on, people.
So what is it? I mean, I was watching Katie was scrolling and she scrolled past the name for a second and I panicked. I don't know if you saw that.
Did you have a little pitter
better? Oh no! But then she got back up to the top and then I could phonetically sound it out. So we're good.
Very good.
So. What is a Christ Kindle Market?
Oh, no, you did it. Christ Kindle Market. Yeah, you're... leave, not kidding. Yeah. I'm shutting you out of your own show.
You know what? Fine. You can take it from here.
I'm being sassy today. I'm sorry. Okay, the Christ Kindle Market, it's a German traditional style outdoor market. So it kind of originates in Europe. I believe the idea came about because...
When you were in Italy?
No, I can't take credit for this. My executive director, Brian Johnson, he is a well-traveled man, mm-hmm. and I think he stumbled across a few Christ Kindle markets in his travels and said, this is something that Green Bay does not have. It is something we should bring to the Broadway District. And so this year is kind of our pilot series. Mm-hmm. It's really a scaled down version, but people have been turning out like crazy for it.
Good.
But that was the whole theory, is we wanted to see if there was kind of a market for it here. And I think we, after the first couple markets here, have found out that yes, indeed there is.
Good. Well, mm-hmm. I'm
love their farmers markets in the summer. I can only imagine the markets in the winter.
Yes, I know. So right now it's like I said, it's a scaled back version. We have 11 tents up inside Red Sculpture Park. So mm-hmm. Broadway and Hubbard Street, Red Sculpture Park there, we have these tents. They're pointy and they're decorated with lights and our trees are wrapped with lights. And it's, you know, there's the evergreen garland and, you know, we're trying to make it look really festive and there's heaters, you know, so you can stand.
I do
some
love
heaters,
that.
Yeah. Some heaters, some hot burning chocolate. Barrels, yes, some warm beverages.
All right.
But the idea is to expand upon this next year, make it bigger, maybe even build wooden chalets, you know, like they do in Europe.
Chalet.
I know, we're so fancy. Yeah. I know. Yeah. So we, you know, we have 11 great vendors who are kind of rotating through these next couple weeks. But next year we would really like to expand upon it and bring in more vendors. Cause again, just like the turnout of attendees, we had more than 100 vendors who wanted to take part this year and we weren't able to take them all. And you know, this is their time of the year to sell. Yeah. And we want to support them.
Yeah. I also really like how it's more than one night.
Yeah. So the Friday nights, and then we had that one Saturday, and actually we've heard some really good response that people were like, more day markets.
Yeah, for sure.
People like variety. Yeah.
How much do you think the brand awareness of the on Broadway Wednesday summer farmers markets help this out?
Oh, you know, I haven't, honestly, I should have thought of this as the marketing director. I didn't even think of the correlation. Yeah. I mean, I know that we work with vendors very closely, and obviously we have a reputation for bringing out great vendors with great products. Yeah. So I'm sure some of that has carried over into the winter months. And when they hear we're hosting a market, they're like, hey, that's probably worth going to.
There's that trust there. Like, we know they do this. We know that this is like what they do, and they can trust that you're going to bring the crowds and bring the fun and bring the creativity. And I think this event really oozes all of that. What differentiates a Christ Kindle market from just a regular like winter farmers market?
Okay. So we have kind of, I would say the decor is number one. So it's got kind of this quaint little feeling, like when you walk through it. I don't know if you've seen any of our pictures on our social media.
Oh, yeah.
But it does have...
Like a Hallmark movie.
A Hallmark movie. Yes. That's what we were going for.
I do love those.
It's giving Lifetime.
It's giving Lifetime. So that was the goal.
You did.
That was the goal. That's what we wanted it to look like.
Yeah.
So it's got a feel with the decor and the lighting and even the shapes of the tents. You know, they have this kind of quirky, you know, shape,
like,
point to
more
it.
Of the rounded points.
Yeah.
European style facades.
Yes. And then the product offering. So we hand selected our vendors. Mm-hmm. We were very choosy about this to make sure they had those unique gift items because it's the holiday season.
Yeah, yep.
Definitely.
We want people to come and buy gifts for their loved ones. And so every vendor has, you know, Christmas themed gloves and hats and, okay. and decor and ornaments and mugs and candles and jewelry and soap and things like that. So
okay.
very specific product offerings from vendors. And then there's the entertainment, food, and beverage portion of it.
You beat me to the question. I was just going to ask you, besides the vendors, what can people expect when they come to the Christkindl market? Yeah. I'm just going to say it as many times as possible. So I
Christkindl. You have to make a face when Christkindl.
Yeah, exactly.
It's giving Hallmark.
Exactly. I love it. Yeah, so that's the other portion of it that's going to kind of bring forth that Christkindl vibe as opposed to just a, you know, a winter market, you know. So we have German-inspired food from Minzo's Kitchen. They're backed by popular demand over the next couple
weeks.
More
than just bratwurst.
Yep. So they have sausages and sauerkraut and chicken spetzel soup and extra large pretzels with cheese. So all those kind of German foods are coming too. And then the beverages as well. So we have some like German ales, Christmas ales, some ciders. Last week we did mulled wine, which...
Interesting.
It's like Game of Thrones wine, right?
Yeah. It was, it's called glue wine. I know, I'm learning stuff here too.
Me too.
And the wine was from Duck Creek Vineyard and Winery.
Oh, one of our favorites.
Oh, good.
Let's go.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And I, you know, I was in charge of picking it up because it's near where
tough
I live
job.
In Denmark, you know.
Tough job.
But great little winery.
I know,
winery.
Some of the things that we say, like in our world that we say is work is just hilarious to real people.
I literally think that thing, I think that every day.
I know. I was designated the original taste tester of this wine. And
You chose wisely. I'm so sorry that your job has you doing such
rigorous,
arduous.
I should get a raise.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Brian?
I know. If I'm expected to have this refined of a palate, you know?
Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just looking at you.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, but when I was there picking up the wine, they were like, warm it up, keep it in a crock pot, keep it in a
tea. Ooh, a crock
tea,
pot of wine.
A tea,
can't think of anything more Midwest than a crock pot of wine. Let's go.
Just an option to keep it warm. Yeah. You know, there were some other options. But they said, put some
mayonnaise into it.
No, come on now.
Put it right next to a crock pot of booyah.
That comes in a kettle.
This is not going. That's yeah. None of that is for Christkindl. You guys are getting off topic.
I'm sorry.
No.
It's what we
reel it in.
You've been on this show, Brooke. You know how we do this.
There's no mayo and booyah at the Christkindl market. Come on. Up. But you're supposed to put cinnamon sticks in the wine. Okay. That was my whole point.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're good.
I did get off track there, but that sounds so. Before we move on to some of the other stuff that you have going on this winter, give us a little update on where, when, and how people can access the Christkindl market.
Sure, the Christkindl market is going to be taking place the next three Friday nights. They're going to be in conjunction with our winter wine and beer walks. So it can be kind of a stop along your route when you're sampling wines during those wine walks, or you can come out just for the market. But yes, the next three Fridays from 5 until 9 p.m.
And that's iconic.
Red Sculpture Park, so corner of Broadway and Hubbard Street.
Okay. All right. And you must have been in broadcasting before because that was a seamless transition to my next topic.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah. Let's take a look at the resume.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you mentioned the winter wine and beer walks. Now, this is not a pilot. This is a established event that everyone in Green Bay gets excited for.
It's a fan favorite. Yeah. I would agree. It's established some roots here. And people kind of... it's like they make their holiday plans around these wine walks.
Of course.
Like, I get people in, like, August. Like, when are you selling wine walk tickets? And I'm like... October? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like that's really early.
When it gets below 60 degrees.
Summer. I know. I'm like, I'm still thinking about farmer's market people. But yeah, people are like, I need to make my holiday plans and I need my wine walk tickets. It's great. We're so thankful for people who feel that way. Good. Yes. So people love the event.
Yeah. So what for visitors who, you know, is a lot of our audience, people who are coming in from out of the area, if they happen to come in to visit family or go to a game or anything like that, what should they expect when they come down to the Broadway District for the Winter Wine and Beer Walk on Fridays?
Sure. So the Winter Wine and Beer Walks are kind of just how they sound. It's a walk through the district, sampling local wines and beers from our local wineries and breweries at more than 20 different businesses throughout the Broadway District. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity to not only sample some great wines and beer, but to get inside of our great establishments and kind of see what they have to offer over the holiday season. Mm-hmm. We really want to get people inside those stores, looking at those unique products and offerings and maybe restaurants and see, like, you know, get some inspiration for holiday shopping.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So Katie,
yes,
you are going.
I am. I went last year too.
You did? Mm-hmm. I didn't know you were old enough to do a Winter Wine and Beer Walk last year.
That was cruel. Come on.
Don't come for me.
I love this group. I love Discover Green Bay. I just love them.
Anyways, Nick.
What is your go-to for the Winter Wine and Beer Walk? What's like the first? What are you sampling? Give us a first-hand experience.
All the different businesses have like all different stuff. Mm-hmm. Like they all, I don't think there's any like staple, like at each business they have all different things.
I've never done it.
It's really fun.
Yep.
My story.
Yeah. I mean, you're literally trying like 20 different wines, beers, ciders we have as well. Mm-hmm. So there's some ciders and seltzers.
Yeah. Even at places like you wouldn't expect to have. Like you would walk in and be like, oh, like it's just a shop, but they have wine for you
I'm just imagining like a light snowfall.
Yes.
You know,
that's the ideal setting when it
snows. There was snow
lightly.
Last year when I went, there was a little sprinkle.
Yeah.
And then
icy roads.
I ordered that. Yeah.
You did?
I arranged that.
You did great. That was a great job. Yeah, she was actually just had snow machines on the roofs of all the places.
It's like we need just a light snow.
Yeah. Light snow, little breeze.
They had a selfie
hot
station
cocoa
at the
in my hand. Wine in the other.
Oh my goodness. They had a selfie station at one of the salons, though. The salon on the corner.
Salon 54?
Selfie station. Go take pics there. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. A lot of businesses kind of go all in. Mm-hmm. You know, they know this is a night where a lot of people are coming in their doors and they want to make an impression. Yep. So, you know, like one of our businesses, Berkshire Hathaway, they're not really a retail shop, but they love getting people in their door, and they set up games and like you said, selfie stations and
one of them.
I think it's just a pride of being in the Broadway District too.
Like, there's some of that too.
You know,
for sure,
want to showcase this wonderful piece of Green Bay, and what better way to do it than
last year
at an event like that? Let me see. Show the camera.
So see, I do have friends, Nick.
No, you don't.
So cute.
He always comes for me that I don't have friends.
So there's our little punch card, which told her where everyone would go.
Oh, let me see the punch card.
And you go into the business, and then they punch your little card.
It's not loading because that's Apple, but that's the little punch card.
Oh, it's like a little passport.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I love it.
And then you get little goodies, too. Look at this one.
Oh, really?
The bags that we had were full of little, like, I don't even know. There was just, like,
tchotchkes.
Giveaways and little mini things.
I think that's tchotchkes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what those are called.
Tchotchkes.
Huh. Yeah. Sure. Well, yeah. We also usually activate like a vacant space in the Broadway District and create a pop-up shop. Because this is supposed to be a retail event. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get people to shop. So we bring in some vendors and we fill up a vacant space and we, you know, put a musician in there and make it a wine stop.
Oh, so there's music there too?
Yep.
There was like a little mini one. I think it was next to the cat. What is the cat place called?
Hidden Paws.
Mm-hmm. It was like next to that, and they had like craft like dog toys and treats and that people made, and then in the back of it you could go take a picture with the Grinch.
Yep. So that's what I mean. Okay. A lot of the businesses just kind of get quirky about it, and they implement their own little, you know, benefits along the route. So
I'm looking at the screen, and I'm seeing tickets are on sale now. So where can everyone buy their tickets? How much is it? What are the deets?
Yes, tickets are $35. They
affordable.
I know.
Let's go.
I think so too, because
for a whole night experience,
and it's 20 stops with wine or beer.
You're gonna spend more than that at a movie.
I know you would, and we do have some little snackies along the route as well. Right. We had some lovely donations from Salmon's Meats and Belgioso cheese. So you'll have some sausage and cheese and little popcorn and, you know.
You had me at sausage.
A little off. But mainly we just don't want people to get like bomb drunk. So
yeah, that's fair.
We're just putting a little food.
Give a little base.
Because some people don't have going. All the sense to say, you know, stretch this out over a couple hours.
Maybe throw in a water.
Yeah. Let's you know, stop at a restaurant and have dinner. You know, there's several hours there.
All right. So we hit two of the really big things. I didn't say
where to buy tickets.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. No. It's all you.
She said, don't go too fast.
I'm so sorry. DowntownGreenBay.com is where you can find that link to purchase our tickets. I've also been slathering it all over our social media. Mm-hmm. So
it's in our link in bio on Discover Green Bay.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But tickets are $35. They go up $5.
Per person, right?
Per person. Yes. They go up $5 on the day of the event. So grab them now. That first wine walk coming up.
Make your plans.
Those tickets are running out. So get them now.
Oh, there's a limited number? You only sell a specific amount?
We cap them at 1,000 per night.
Hurry up.
We don't want to run out of wine.
If you're listening.
Valid.
If you're listening to this, it's coming up this Friday.
Yes.
Okay. So this will be out Thursday.
Okay.
Will there still be tickets
available? Yeah. I think there might be some.
All right.
We're down to like our last 200. All right, everybody. So.
If you're listening to this when it's released, you're currently listening on Thursday morning. Stop what you're doing. Pull over your car. Go to downtowngreenbay.com and get your tickets or else you won't be able to go because they will sell out.
Yep. But there's still, you know, two more nights, too. So there's some left. There's some left. I hate to, you know, I don't want to make it sound that dire.
Yeah. Well, see, what's going to end up happening, and I can tell you this from experience, people are going to go this first night and be like, I want to go again. And then they'll go and buy up those tickets. Mm-hmm. And then they'll run into the same problem. And those procrastinators, like yours truly, will be left out in the cold.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Literally.
Well,
without wine samples.
Without wine.
Yeah, without wine and beer and snackies and entertainment.
Yeah, no sausage for you.
All right, so let's see. Those are two of the more holiday-themed events, but I know that there's things going on all winter long. So what else do we got to highlight going on in the Broadway District this winter?
I think it would be worth talking about our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway.
Oh, let's do it. I'm here for it.
Yeah. So this begins December 1st.
Okay, so the day this is released.
Yes.
Where do I find this information?
So nowhere yet.
Sneak peek.
Yep. This is the first you're hearing it. But if you follow our social media, December 1st through December 12th, every year we do a 12 Days of Christmas giveaway. And every day on social media, we give away either a gift card or a gift basket worth $100.
Are you kidding? How iconic.
I know.
Yeah, be sharing.
These are fantastic giveaways from Broadway District businesses. Cool. So Copper State Brewing Company. We have Cockloft Vintage. We have, who else is participating? The Neville Public Museum. Not et cetera this year. A bag lady is giving away a purse and some gloves and a scarf. Pete's Garage is giving away a $100 gift certificate this year. Bernstein's Candy is a $100 gift certificate.
You can do a lot of damage in there with $100.
Heck yeah, you can. So these are pretty awesome. And all you have to do is follow our social media and interact with those posts.
So you can win. Mm-hmm. You can pay $35 to go to the event, but then you can win like $100 back through this.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, you're coming out ahead.
We're just givers. We're just givers. On Broadway, we like to give.
Yeah. So that, and all that information will be on your socials. I know your Instagram is at Beyond Broadway.
Yep.
I think same with Twitter and Facebook, of course. You can just search On Broadway Inc. Mm-hmm. So. That'll be really fun. Yeah. But I'm looking here. There is a lot going on in the winter, and obviously holidays are kind of our focus right now. And people are looking at gifts for loved ones, right? And there's a lot of unique businesses on Broadway to find some gifts. So give us some Brooks insider information on the best places to holiday shop on Broadway. Ask my wife. I am a horrid gift giver. So I need some tips.
Okay. Well, number one, our 12 Days of Christmas giveaway is designed to shine a spotlight on our businesses that have mm-hmm. awesome, awesome gifts. Mm-hmm. So if you see something that we're giving away that you think is worthwhile buying for a loved one, mm-hmm. go to the store and buy it. You know, if you, it can inspire you to see the gift basket made up by Cultivate Taste Tea. You know, maybe you have a tea lover in your, okay. in your family. So that's one piece of the puzzle. Last week was Small Business Saturday, yep. obviously. Yeah. So we're not gonna linger on a past event, but another thing designed to get people into the shops and start thinking about holiday shopping locally. The Chris Kindle Market, again, Winter Wine and Beer Walks, all mm-hmm. of these events are designed to get people shopping local, shopping small this time of the year. Mm-hmm. These events are strategically designed to get you into these stores.
Right.
You yep. see what they have to offer. We have fantastic restaurants, great breweries, fantastic retail shops in mm-hmm. the district. We even have some quirky businesses. I don't know if you've ever been to Snap Studio. If you like hanging out with friends and taking weird pictures of each other with really cool with really cool backdrops, this is the place. Don't make it weird.
It's not weird.
It's a selfie station. It's really cool.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, and they have, yeah. you know, okay, moving on.
Yeah, no,
it's a great quirky mm-hmm. shop, and they do gift cards, and you can go and create an experience. Same with like Board and Brush. Mm-hmm. You can go buy an experience mm-hmm. or the Neville Public Museum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, there's so many great. We have a great retail corridor in the Broadway district.
Love that. So if you're out if you're out there holiday shopping, make sure to check out the retail shops in the Broadway district. There's some really fun fun things to explore. And if you're like me and are horrible at giving gifts, like you'll find something there because it is a local store. They're going to be like you're going to talk to the owner, the curator, the actual person, not, you know, an employee
sure.
who is at like a big box store. Just, you know, it's their passion and they will help you out. And God knows I need it.
Oh my.
If I don't scream bad gift giver, that's
you can't go wrong with like wine from Amphora Wine Bar, some chocolate from Bernstein's Candies,
mm-hmm. Ooh, okay.
you know, some beer from Titletown,
okay.
some swag from Copper State. I mean, yeah. there's so many
they
great
do
things.
Have pretty good swag.
There's ornaments and plants at Petal Pushers. Buy your wife a plant. She'd love it.
She kills all.
She keeps you alive, so
she's feeding someone. Well,
yeah, maybe a little too much here and there, but you know, that's okay.
Anyways.
Oh my gosh, too fun.
Oh man. All right, so we kind of covered the holidays, mm-hmm. But what is the rest of the winter looking like on Broadway? And as we, you know, because if you're not going to come back till spring, maybe we'll have you back before then. But
I'll twist my arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else can we expect in the winter months?
So we could look ahead to Winterfest.
I love that.
In January.
Yeah.
You know, we try to activate the district all year long, mm-hmm. Draw people to the district even when it's cold.
Of the winter?
No, but you know, some people are.
Yeah.
So we need to give them a reason yeah. to get out yep. of their house.
Yeah.
So we do have Winterfest planned for January 28th.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's a Saturday, and it'll run from 11 until 3. So an afternoon event.
Great family event.
Great family event. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Nailed it. So that event is everything you could ever love about winter. We try to just program it chock full of things that people love about winter. So, you know, ice sculpture carvings and carriage rides.
I love ice carvings. Like watching those guys with the chainsaws, like zoom, zoom, zoom.
I know, and they're like just covered with like frost.
Yeah, they're covered in the frost, and it's coming off of their faces and their hats and their mittens, and then it's like then there's like a block of ice, and then there's like a thing.
I know, it's very dramatic. Cool. I can't even make stuff out of Play-Doh, and they're making it out of a block of ice.
Yeah, exactly. You know what else is really cool when they do the drink shoots through the ice.
Oh, those are cool.
I love those.
Those are really cool.
Yeah.
Like at weddings.
I'll have to request it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what you know, when you get to talk to Brooke, you get to put in these little things.
I like it.
Hey, what about this?
You know, every year we sit and we brainstorm, like, what should these ice sculptures be? Mm-hmm. You know, and part of the goal is to make them so that people can interact with them.
Yeah.
So maybe they can, like, there's like a little cutout for their head or whatever. So, you know,
that's
to take a
good
picture.
One.
That's cool.
To take a picture with. Or it's one year it was like a throne. So, like,
oh, that's iconic.
You know, you sit on it. You make sure, whatever.
I am Jon Snow.
Yeah, I like the drink shoot, but you know, we just gotta make sure it's like
yeah, you gotta
fruit punch.
Yeah. Gotta make sure it's Hygienic.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
That's
yeah.
true. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I love the idea.
I'm just saying things I like. That's all. That's,
I like it.
You know, no subliminal messaging here. No trying to just like put in ideas. Nothing like that.
Sure.
Nothing like that.
Yep.
So, what else is going on at the Winterfest?
So every year during Winterfest, not every year. We started it last year. Now it's every year. Mm-hmm. Every year we do what's called the Candyland Scavenger Hunt. So again, it's very kid friendly. We plant candy at shops and we create the, you know, remember Candyland?
Ooh, cool.
Remember the board game?
I'm all too familiar.
Right. Yes. I remember. I saw
the award winning Downtown Green Bay Parade.
You guys nailed it.
Thank you.
Super awesome.
You're looking at the creator right over there.
We might be asking to borrow some of your outfits for Winterfest.
A lot of it got destroyed.
Yeah.
But
what do you mean?
Might have a few things here and there, but you know.
I do have one blow up gingerbread man left, but
the other one,
not so much.
He didn't make it. What happened to Ginger?
I wasn't there.
Honestly,
you can go ahead. Tell a story.
The zipper just broke, so then we taped it, and then it looked like the gingerbread had a wedgie.
He had a wedgie gingerbread man.
Mm. Yeah, but anyways, I digress.
We'll put that one on one of our volunteers.
There you go. And also, the parade was so.
So if you would like to volunteer.
We'll make Nick the volunteer.
The parade was so windy, and being in that gingerbread man suit, it was literally smacking me and Denise just in the face walk. I was like, gosh dang it.
I love that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, you know, the parade, you don't build like the parade stuff to like last.
Sure.
You know, it's like it's gotta survive from point A to point B.
Got it.
And
we have some candy cane tights. Yeah. I don't know if that tricks your fancy, but
yeah. I mean, I'll take what I can get. I don't know if I'll be the one wearing them.
They're men's. So
Cameron.
That's right. So, Cameron. was he supposed to be Mr. Candy Cane?
What was the character's name?
Mr. Mint.
Mr. Mint. Yeah, yes. That was it. Mr. Mint.
And
he had a great wig.
He had a great close up on the news too, which was my favorite part.
I saw it. It was fantastic.
That was my favorite part.
Yep. Good job, Cameron. Man.
You know, ever since we kicked him off the show,
where is that guy?
He tends to catch strays on the night. Really.
That's probably my favorite part.
He gets a shout out every now and then.
Yeah, he does.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So very cool. Anything else that we haven't? Oh well, why don't same place for information on Winterfest?
Yeah, Winterfest.
DowntownGreenBay.com.
Exactly. And yeah, like I mentioned, the Candyland Scavenger Hunt. I know we got a little off topic there.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's just designed to get people into our shops and and create kind of a more interactive experience for kids and parents and things. So they'll go hunting for the gumdrop guy and Mr. Candy. I can't think of the characters.
Mr. Mint.
There's
Lord Licorice.
Lord Licorice.
Yep. So they get placed at
King
every store.
King Candy. That's the main character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just played Candyland with my kid the other day, and she beat me so bad.
Oh, you know, if
the game is infuriating.
If you get the right character, you can. It's not even fair.
No,
valid.
Yeah. It's like ridiculous.
I got mad at my 6-year old. I'm like,
oh my! You want my? We were playing Disney Princess Matching Game.
Nick doesn't like Disney, but go off.
I don't. I enjoy the entertainment that they put out. I do not enjoy their money pits of tourist attractions.
Their scam. Their scam operation.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a whole new world.
Yeah. I would never take my kids to Disney, just so we're clear.
Let's go.
Standing up and leaving.
I'm
a camper. I like cheap entertainment for
Brooke,
my kids.
You have no idea how much this makes me happy. I get so much crap from all of our entire team.
What?
Because I told them multiple times, I am not taking my kids to Disney.
Oh, it sounds like the worst place on earth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And... And they all are like, that's like child neglect.
We're
going to
deprive them of their childhood?
I know. And they're like, and I said, if someone wants to take them to Disney, that's fine.
Go ahead, it Grandma and Grandpa.
It won't be me.
Yeah, not me.
Exactly.
Not doing it.
Oh, I'm so happy that I found someone.
You got the backup. Next time you guys are in a heated argument, I'm your girl.
Come to our office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Frequent argument you guys have?
You know, in the tourism industry,
it comes up often.
It comes up a lot, you know, because they I mean, don't get me wrong, they do. Their brand is definitely, you know, one of the most iconic in America and in the world. So, you know, it comes up like how they attract visitors to their parks and things
they
like that.
They definitely do their job well.
Oh, for sure.
No denying it. I, as a parent, don't want to go there.
That's
all I'm saying.
Same.
I respect their brand.
Exactly. Brooke, we are on the same
and, you know, the success that they've, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So when this goes viral, Disney's never going to sponsor an event on Broadway.
Oh my
god,
I ruined it.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. Hey, you know what? I love their movies.
Me too.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're fabulous. All right, so Winterfest in January, and then it'll be planning for spring. It's going to go by quick.
Yes, that is about, that's about winter in a nutshell, I think, like in the Broadway district.
And of course, not to divert here too much, because I know we wanted to talk about winter events, but like, the Broadway district's always open.
Yeah, I mean, you don't only need to come out for our events. Yeah. These shops are open, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
And we have great things going on, and you should come out to eat there. And like I said, come get a beer at one of our breweries, or, you know, take a walk and look at some of the great murals that we put up in the summertime. You know,
the one that my daughter painted, if you're interested, is behind White Dog Black Cat Cafe.
You can go
check that one out. You can see, I think one of them painted part of the blue part and one of them painted part of the red part. I know because I had to wash the paint off their
better
hands.
Look for those parts.
But yeah, it's down at the bottom middle. Bottom middle. There's like a section of blue and a section of red, and Maddie and Izzy Meisner nailed it.
Nice. There's also a sculpture outside the Neville Public Museum right now that was created during the Ignite Market series.
Oh.
So Polly the Pelican, which was a community art piece throughout the Ignite Market series, she resides outside of the Neville right now.
Love the new public art installation.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So anyone whose kid put a handprint on there, or if you helped paper mache it at one of the events, or whatever you did to contribute, go see it. It's cool to see a sculpture come to life after you've helped, kind of.
Oh, for sure. That sounds great. I'll have to check that out. I haven't been down there since that's been installed. So.
Yeah. Oh, good story for you.
I would love a good story.
The other piece of art that we made at Ignite Market was the cars.
I saw Brian post about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where are those going?
So those are down on the southern end of our district right now, parked in kind of a vacant lot, kind of south of Dubois, that area.
Yep.
But they're painted beautifully. The Art Hop Collective created those. You know, they were all lit up in neon at Ignite. Mm-hmm. And we were so excited, and we placed them in their spot, and then they got parking tickets.
Shut up.
And we're like, come on. Like, why would you give these a parking ticket? It's clearly public art.
No way. Can you imagine being that cop?
Yeah. We had to make a phone call. I'm like, we're not paying this.
Yeah. No. I didn't have this in the budget.
I don't know what you were thinking when you put this on the hood of a car that you can't even see out of.
You know, they're just doing their job.
I know.
Just
doing my job. We love the city.
Yeah.
It was just a funny, funny anecdote for you.
I love that. Well, I think, you know, that pretty much, unless there's anything that, do you want to add anything? Anything we missed? Did we cover what you think we want to cover?
Gosh, I feel like it was pretty comprehensive. Okay. You were a great interviewer.
Oh, thank
you.
Yeah. You did great.
My ego needed that because Katie tries to bring me down all the time.
Are you kidding me? He just came at me for my age. Every day. I get bullied.
Yeah. She seems like she's really bullying you. Yeah,
she does. She does.
I'm over this.
Maybe this was the last episode of the Nat Geo Show.
No, I need to come on here more often. You guys need a mediator.
No kidding.
We could use one here and there.
I don't know why you sat me in the middle, but I feel very uncomfortable.
Because you're our special guest. All right, Brooke. Well, can you just, to wrap up, just give everyone one last reminder of where they can find all things Broadway District?
Sure. If you're interested in any of our events, if you want to sponsor an event, if you'd like to get involved in any way, shape, or form, volunteering, or learn anything about what we do down there, because we do a lot more than just events.
Oh, yes.
You know, head to our website, downtowngreenbay.com. You can, you know, use the navigation to check out the Broadway District. We do share the website with Downtown Green Bay and Old Main. So, you know, one big downtown.
One big happy family.
Yeah, we are. We work very collaboratively. Otherwise, we do have a plethora of social media accounts that are constantly up to date. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok.
We had a great TikTok collab.
Yeah,
that was
we
so
did.
Fun. Yeah. I'm so excited to go to the actual event and record.
That like did pretty well.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a very. It was you guys were. The stars of the show.
We popped off.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Yeah, all I had to do was drink beer on camera. I did pretty well.
Again, brings us back to where we started the interview.
And we're back.
Our jobs stink.
Yeah.
They're so hard.
I don't know how anyone ever talked me into doing this
game. I know. It's crazy that they talked us into this. It's crazy.
I know.
So, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Brooke, as always. And if not before, we'll definitely catch up in the spring.
Yay. I'm marking it down. You said it. Everyone heard it.
Locked in. Lock it in.
So, April 4th. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Have a good one. That was a really fun conversation with Brooke.
She's awesome. I love everything she has to tell us.
Yeah, it is really great. I am really looking forward to the holiday season on Broadway and throughout Green Bay. Lots of stuff going on. This weekend and continuing through December. But we're going to focus on this weekend right now. As I mentioned before the interview with Brooke, Katie and I are off to the Discover Green Bay holiday reception. So I know it's going to be a great event. Thank you in advance, or I guess when this comes out, it will be after. But thank you to all of our partners who came out and brought all of the great food and drinks.
We'll recap you next week.
That sounds good. All right. Katie has the events on the screen for me, so we are going to run through those ongoing stuff. Michelangelo Sistine Chapel at the Hyatt. Katie and I went to the preview. It is glorious.
Yeah, definitely not what I expected. It is amazing. Yeah. So cool. I'm obsessed.
It's you actually get a better view of the art than the actual thing because it's in their actual size and they are detailed and it's very, very cool. So check that out. ChapelSistine.com is where you can find tickets for that or just go to greenbay.com. Festival of Trees at the National Railroad Museum is recurring until December 31st, which is a great way to get in and explore the locomotive history while getting a little bit of the holiday spirit.
Yeah, I went there last year, and it's so cute because each different business sponsors their own trees.
Yeah,
it's and they decorate them, and it's just gorgeous. Yeah, so, total vibe.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. We talked about this a little bit. The WPS Garden of Lights is continuing through the end of the year, I believe.
Yep.
What is this? We talked about Taylor Swift before.
T-Swizzle Dance Party at Epic Event Center.
We know that the majority of people did not get tickets to her concert, so go to the dance party at Epic.
Yeah, get it together.
December 2nd. That be Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah, Saturday. Friday.
I just have to say that the first dinner show that I ever went to, I was like 14 years old, and I went to a Frank's Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. It was cool.
Yeah. Frank, I mean, Frank is a creative guy.
It's December 2nd.
December 2nd. Check it out. We talked about the Chris Kindle Market on Broadway.
Yep.
Talked about Titletown Winter Jubilee. We talked about the Winter Wine Walk. Breakfast with the Grinch. That's what you were thinking of? At the Resch Expo Saturday, December 3rd. Go and get your tickets for that. Looks like there's two options.
Go back.
Breakfast and drinks. That is awesome.
Yes.
Love that.
I know.
All right. What else do we got here?
Looks like we had a country concert in...
Five Finger Death Punch is not...
And Brantley Gilbert. Brantley Gilbert is country.
I don't know who Brantley Gilbert is.
A country singer. Holiday Fest at the Zoo.
Oh, Saturday.
I didn't even know about that.
That's very fun.
That'll be a fun one.
Celebrate holidays with the animals.
Spa-la-day at Spa-la-day. Lodge Kohler.
Ooh.
I do love that.
You didn't click into any of them except for the Spa-la-day. I didn't see
self-care and relaxation before the holidays. Mini spa treatments and industry experts. Samples, discounts, and holiday gift shopping. Ooh,
Lodge Kohler does not do a lot of these, so I know. Take advantage of that one. That's exactly what I was
thinking. Winter Market on Military.
Yeah, of course. That's ongoing until the end of the year.
Okay.
That's it. Looks like we got through the weekend. Is. Okay, very cool.
Lots to do. Holy
lots
moly.
To do. I did not, when we were wrapping this up and in between segments here, I kind of thought that would be a quicker run through, but it was not. There's a lot going on. Check it all out. You can get drinks with the Grinch. You can go to the Spa-la-day. You can go see a concert. Any of the things.
Look at the holiday lights. Literally, just drive around.
And anywhere, anything you want to find to do, check it out on greenbay.com. Katie.
Yes.
Hit them with the socials.
At Discover Green Bay on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter is DiscoverGRN.
Yeah, character Bay. Limits. Yeah.
And yeah.
Yep.
And find us anywhere.
Check us out on YouTube.
Follow our RSS feed.
All the that was a throwback. Look at you with the memory. Are you
I'm kidding. Don't do that. Anyways, okay.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy holiday season. We hope that your Thanksgiving was safe and fun and you got to see your family. Mm-hmm. And all of the food was delicious. But remember, when you come into town, make sure to get out there and discover Green Bay. See y'all next week.
See ya.